Phil Collins on BBC Radio Nottingham. Against all odds, I'm Mark Dennison, and world-leading dermatologists in Nottingham and their patients are celebrating huge improvements in the treatments of skin diseases of all types. We'll talk about some examples of that in just a wee while. Cochrane Skin is the collective marking its 20th anniversary this year, and Professor Howard Williams is from the Centre of Evidence-Based Dermatology at the University of Nottingham. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Cochrane Skin, just tell me what that's all about.
Okay, so the word Cochrane is named after the late Professor Archie Cochrane, who basically challenged the medical profession some decades ago to say, isn't it a shame that you haven't summarised the best evidence by specialty? And as a result of that, the Cochrane Collaboration formed, founded by Ian Chalmers, now Sir Ian Chalmers. And I wrote to Ian Chalmers in 1992 when he wrote this editorial saying, well, we should form groups, you know, skin could be one, dementia could be another, incontinence could be another. And that's how the Cochrane Skin Group formed. So we've now been going 20 years, and our main purpose is to produce high-quality reviews done in a very systematic way of the best possible evidence, but in an unbiased and non-commercial way. And the beauty is, of course, these reviews are completely free in the public domain.
So you were just telling me about this, and I had never heard of Cochrane at all, and these reviews you can find online.
Because absolutely,
it could be a
just
huge
put in
benefit.
Your web browser, Cochrane Library, and not only will you find the 120 skin reviews there, but you'll find every medical condition, including mental health. And the UK government has bought the licence to access this, so anybody with a computer in this country can access it for free.
Right. Tell me more about this review. It's a review of what?
So these are reviews of the best evidence, usually randomised controlled trials. So these are, if you like, fair tests of one treatment versus another. Now, the paradox has been that although a huge amount of expense and planning has gone into developing a protocol for a clinical trial, when it came to reviewing several trials, traditionally these were done by experts. And of course, experts are fallible, and they weren't done in a systematic way, and including my own, it included a lot of self-citation or missing unpublished data. So systematic reviews, in a nutshell, are reviews that are done systematically, following a very clear protocol and a real attempt, if you like, to search for all possible data, including unpublished data or less favourable data, putting it all together, sorting out the wheat from the chaff, and either trying to make a recommendation about what works or saying, well, if nothing works, these are the important research priorities for the future.
Right. And in terms of your own speciality then with skin, give us an idea of the kind of skin diseases, skin conditions that have really been focused on.
Well, everything. I mean, the thing about skin disease is incredibly common. So, you know, if I were to ask all members in BBC Radio Nottingham to undress and let me examine their skin, I would find a skin problem that could be benefiting from medical treatment in about one third. So it's incredibly common. And we deal with skin cancer, of course, one type of skin cancer. Melanoma is life-threatening, but other forms are incredibly common and can be cured if treated surgically. Eczema is my main interest, childhood eczema, psoriasis, infections like fungal conditions or impetigo, and tropical diseases as well. So all of these things and acne, you know, we deal in dermatology with over 1,000 skin diseases, so it's incredibly wide.
Yeah. Over the 20 years, where would you say that the biggest advances have been made?
I would say the biggest advance, paradoxically, is summarising how poor and uncoordinated the international research effort has been in skin diseases. So people tend to just go on without taking heed, if you like, of the research that's already been done and doing one more inconclusive study after another on maybe questions that are not very important to patients, on outcomes that don't really mean anything to healthcare professionals or patients. So I think the biggest benefit has been to draw a line in the sand, if you like, and identify the priorities for future research, which we then, in our Centre of Evidence-Based Dermatology, have taken forward with National Institute for Health Research funding. So, for example, we did a review on a blistering condition called pemphigoid, these itchy large blisters in elderly patients, the standard treatment of which is oral steroids, and they do work, they clear the blisters, but they are associated with significant side effects, especially in the elderly.
Yeah.
So the Cochrane review suggested, well, maybe simple, cheap tetracyclines may not be as good as, but they may be safer. And that's what we did. For the last 7 years, we did a national trial showing that indeed they can control blisters, but they're much safer. So I see the greatest benefit coming out of Cochrane, in addition to being cited in national guidelines like NICE, has been the identification or of research waste, if you like, in dermatology, and helping to identify and prioritise important topics for the NHS.
It must be an incredibly rewarding role that you and your colleagues are working in, to see that kind of difference. I mean, sure, sometimes it might take years and years and years, but when you see that difference come to fruition, what's that like?
It's a great feeling, Mark, and it's only now dawning on me, having done it for 20 years, how much we have achieved. I mean, we've achieved over 120 reviews. We're international, 1,300 contributors from over the world in over 60 countries. So, and, of course, working with some great people over the years who've now retired. So it's a great feeling to actually just stop and look back and see what we have contributed in terms of producing high-quality evidence summaries, not only for patients to access, because we have lay summaries in all of these reviews, even though the reviews are technical, for managers and commissioners, for healthcare professionals. I use these reviews in clinic even to answer some of these questions. Yes, it's been hugely rewarding.
Yeah. So 20 years anniversary. What about looking forward to the next 20? How's the future looking for breakthroughs in Nottingham? What do you think the focus is going to be?
Well, I think for Cochrane, the breakthroughs are going to be using state-of-the-art methods to indirectly compare new treatments. So there's not usually a requirement for new and expensive treatments to compare to current best active treatment. So by using state-of-the-art methods, we can cleverly compare new treatments which keep flooding the market with me-too products against existing treatments in order to provide an unbiased assessment. Plus, of course, the continuing work that we've done in promoting better outcomes in these studies, outcomes that mean something to patients and to doctors that they can understand, so that everyone in the future uses the same core outcomes, so we can compare like with like.
Really interesting stuff. Thank you. Happy anniversary as well to you and your colleagues. Professor Howard Williams for you on BBC Radio Nottingham.